That long bloody road that led me to you. A frat fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt and Frank get each other the same gift for Christmas. It's not as disastrous as it sounds. Actually, it's kind of sweet. The city was quiet. Quiet enough that Matt could almost have gone home and slept. Except that he couldn't. He didn't sleep well without Frank anymore. Not that he'd ever admit it. He'd always been an insomniac, right? He'd always liked it when his bedsheet smelled of Frank's vices, of rum, dark chocolate, and tobacco. He'd always worried about him when he was off God knows where, dismantling a counterfeiting operation, weakening the gangs of New York City even more. He'd always missed him this much. It was normal, right? It was normal to miss someone and monitor police radio chatter in hopes of hearing a mention of the Punisher. Okay, so it wasn't entirely normal, but it was his new normal. This was what life was like now that he was in love with Frank Castle. Loving Frank Castle wasn't always easy, but it was worth it. Loving Frank Castle meant not going after him sometimes. That was how he told Frank he trusted him. By not doing what he wanted to do when Frank had a nightmare or a migraine. What Matt called comforting him, Frank called condescending to him. He wouldn't let him get close. They couldn't work together without fighting over what was a half measure and what was over the line, so they didn't. They didn't work together. Frank had his missions and Matt had his. They weren't partners, not in the way Matt had always thought a partnership would be. But sometimes the partnership was listening to Frank grumble, "I fucking told you so," when Matt crossed buttons with a few undead ninjas and came home with sword wounds after a vicious rooftop fight. Frank stitched him up and made sure he didn't die from a near-lethal poisoning. Matt repaid the favor when Frank was captured, chained, beaten, and tortured by a gang last month. He'd rescued him, he didn't say, "I told you so," and he didn't even comment when Frank twitched for nearly 2 weeks afterwards. Sometimes that was what a partnership was, not necessarily agreeing on everything or doing everything together, but having each other's back when it counted. He missed him tonight, not that Frank usually joined him on patrol. He didn't. The most exciting thing Matt had done tonight was stop a few petty thefts and a jewelry heist. It was Christmas Eve. He wanted to be home with Frank, to sip spiked eggnog and watch one of those Hallmark movies Frank loved to hate. After that, he wanted to kiss him at midnight and give him his gift, something that had taken hours of searching and painstaking effort to find. He sighed and got to his feet, having patrolled West 47th Street half a dozen times already tonight. His reason for that was merely that it was where Frank's favorite coffee shop, Frozen Espresso, stood and must miss the smell of Frank bringing him coffee in the mornings. It'll only been 4 days. He was getting soft. He sighed and turned for home, picking up a familiar heartbeat a block away from the Thai place where he and Frank had eaten dinner together last Tuesday night. Matt grinned and broke into a run, racing for home towards the sound of a heartbeat he knew as well as his own. Frank was just back in time for Christmas morning. He called that a miracle. He opened the rooftop access door and stepped inside the apartment to the wonderful smells of freshly made spaghetti al vongole and pistachio tiramisu. A late dinner made by Frank himself. The heavy step of combat boots echoed through the living room and Matt smiled. "You're back." He could almost hear the smile in Frank's voice as his boyfriend said, "I am. Let me see." "I'm not hurt, Frank," said Matt, smiling as gentle hands slipped the mask from his face. Frank hummed approvingly and said, "Slow night, sweetheart?" Matt shrugged. "Relatively." Frank tossed the mask carelessly aside and Matt grinned, hearing it strike the soft leather of the couch and bounce onto the floor. He didn't care. He pulled Frank into his arms and kissed him hard, melting into the bliss and pleasure the man offered. Before long, however, Frank pulled back. "I brought you something," he murmured huskily. "Dinner," Matt guessed with a smirk. "Something else, a present," said Frank with just a hint of smugness. He was pleased with himself. "For Christmas?" Matt asked uncertainly. Frank gave a soft laugh. If you want. My doctor's head to hide a smile, knowing already that it was entirely pointless. He'd been pushing for this, for Christmas with Frank, not a big, traditional one involving Mars, a turkey dinner and a tree, but a quiet one with a small gift or two, and Frank all to himself. No guns or world-ending catastrophe for 24 hours. That was all he wanted. I got you something too, he admitted with a small smile. We said no presents. Frank retorted in a tone of mock sternness. Matt grinned. You want to talk? Frank just laughed and said, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Tease.
Matt muttered with a grin. Fine, let me go get it. He slipped away from Frank, stepping into his bedroom to change out of his red daredevil suit and into a bottom-up shirt and jeans. It was kind of a date, after all, and he liked to look nice for Frank on occasion. He smiled as he retrieved his boyfriend's gift from his nightstand. It was a fine chain from which hung a tiny little horse to represent the carousel and the memory of Frank's family and every other family he fought to protect so that it never happened again. It was important to acknowledge the pain, not just the punisher. He returned to the living room and settled beside Frank on the couch, making himself comfortable and feeling a little nervous about how Frank would react to his gift. On three, then, Frank suggested with a slight catch in his breathing. Matt smiled and shook his head. You know this dramatic reveal is kind of pointless for me, right? Deal with it, sweetheart, Frank replied as Matt choked back a laugh. On three. One. Two. Matt added, holding the velvet box tightly in his hands. He opened it just as Frank said. Three. There was a long moment of silence during which all Matt could hear was the steady beat of Frank's heart. Then his boyfriend laughed, which wasn't quite the reaction he had expected. He'd anticipated Frank being touched and a little saddened. His laughter was perplexing. What? Asked Matt, his heart sinking. You hate it? Frank sobered and said, it ain't that. I've got you the same one. Matt frowned. You're kidding. Frank laid his hand over Matt's and said gently, I figured that carousel was where it started for me, and that long bloody road that led me to you. It's poetic in a fucked up way. It is, Matt agreed with a small smile. Then he laughed when Frank said, here, swap. Matt relinquished his grip on his own velvet box, letting Frank take it and secure a second, identical chain around his neck. Matt reached automatically for the pendant, smiling as his fingers traced the outline of a tiny metal horse. They matched. Foggy would never stop laughing when he found out. Merry Christmas, Frank, he said, smiling at him. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. Frank returned, pressing a sweet, soft kiss to Matt's lips. It was perfect. Exactly what Matt had dreamed his Christmas would be. Small, sweet, filled with love and a little laughter. What more could he ask for?